Have you ever wondered how effective management of trade receivables can impact a business's cash flow? Understanding this process is essential for optimizing financial performance. In this chapter, we will explore key strategies and practical insights for managing receivables efficiently. Get ready to uncover valuable lessons that can enhance your financial decision-making. By the end of this lesson, you'll understand the significance and management of trade receivables as a crucial asset. You will identify and apply effective measures to enhance receivables management using various strategies. Next, you'll master trade credit terms and assess customer creditworthiness with the 5Cs framework. Additionally, you'll explore modern practices and technologies that shape credit management decisions. Finally, you'll evaluate analytical tools in receivables management, particularly in the context of the Indian market. Trade receivables represent the amounts due from customers for credit sales, forming an essential part of working capital. They often emerge as the largest current asset, significantly influencing a company's liquidity. In today's buyer-driven markets, we see higher sales volumes and a wider customer base, which elevate the associated risks. Consider trade receivables as an investment, where the capital tied up should generate a return that competes with other uses. Finally, businesses must factor in explicit costs like the cost of capital, collection expenses, and provisions for doubtful debts, all of which are vital for strategic financial management. As we delve into modern trends in trade receivables, we see a notable market shift where buyer power dominates. This shift compels companies to offer lenient credit terms, inflating their receivables. It's crucial to understand that receivables often represent the largest current asset for many firms, significantly impacting cash flow and working capital. Additionally, businesses face liquidity and profitability pressure as slower collections strain cash and increase financing needs. Explicit costs, such as the cost of capital, collection expenses, and provisions for doubtful debts, must also be effectively managed. Lastly, consider the corporate reality check where extending terms to secure deals can lead to rising receivable days and increased finance costs, highlighting the need for tighter credit controls. Understanding the costs associated with trade receivables is vital for managing cash flow effectively. First, the cost of capital comes into play as funds tied up in receivables incur financing costs impacting liquidity and returns. Next, collection costs add a significant burden with businesses like Maruti Suzuki employing dedicated teams for follow-ups and administration. This leads to a focus shift from sales, where valuable efforts get diverted to chasing dues, thus resulting in lost opportunities. Additionally, the provision for doubtful debts directly impacts profits, exemplified by Infosys, which accounted for losses of 500 crores in the past year. Collectively, these factors highlight the critical need for effective trade receivables management. To effectively manage trade receivables, we must adopt a three-part approach. First, preventive measures like CCI checks, risk tiering through ABC, and customized credit limits are essential. Next, when challenges arise, curative measures such as cash discounts, aging analysis, and asset management committees can be implemented. Moreover, leveraging technological advancements through ERP systems, automated invoicing, and AI analytics enhances efficiency. Finally, operational applications should prioritize accounts receivable efforts, reduce days sales outstanding, and optimize resource allocation. Understanding trade credit terms is crucial, as they set the stage for customer payment behaviors. These terms are foundational commitments that define when and how payments are made. They not only help secure orders, but also allow businesses to present competitive offers with clear expectations. Furthermore, maintaining a balance between flexibility and discipline in these terms fosters reliable customer relationships. Optimizing cash flows relies on closely aligned collections with operational needs, bridging the gap between sales and finance. Finally, setting appropriate terms is guided by various factors, including industry norms and broader economic conditions. Trade credit serves as a vital bridge between sales and cash flow, providing accessible short-term finance. For sellers, it drives growth and maintains competitiveness, all while posing risks related to carrying in default. Buyers benefit by easing their working capital and inventory management, though they must remain cautious of overextending themselves. However, overly liberal terms can cause major issues, especially in sectors like construction with longer cash cycles. In contrast, tighter terms in e-commerce and fast-moving consumer goods emphasize rapid cash recovery through immediate or pre-delivery payments. Thus, navigating trade credit effectively balances opportunity and risk. Credit policy serves as a key strategic tool for aligning sales acceleration with cash flow discipline. In a marketing-led model, companies often offer liberal terms, attracting business with extended credit periods of 90 to 120 days. Conversely, a finance-led model implements tighter terms to shorten days sales outstanding and safeguard liquidity. The essential trade-off revolves around balancing higher sales against increased receivables risk and funding costs. Ultimately, the terms are shaped by industry norms, customer strength, the firm's liquidity, and broader economic conditions. This dynamic interplay underscores the importance of thoughtful credit management in today's business landscape. Understanding trade credit terms is essential for managing sales and cash flow effectively. To begin with, credit length and flexibility strike a balance between achieving sales goals and addressing risk and cash flow needs. Industry standards like Net 30 or Net 45 establish baseline terms and late fee expectations that guide negotiations. A strong customer relationship can justify longer payment periods or phased billing arrangements, especially for reliable clients. Conversely, a firm's liquidity position plays a crucial role. Tighter finances call for shorter terms, while excess cash allows for more flexible options. Lastly, economic conditions can drive adjustments in credit terms, requiring firms to be responsive to market trends. Understanding the 5 C's of credit decisions is crucial as we delve deeper into two key components: character and capital. Character encompasses integrity, payment discipline, reputation, and governance culture. For instance, Infosys illustrates this by analyzing clients' historical payment behavior and their industry reputation before granting credit. On the other hand, capital focuses on financial strength and leverage, evaluated through balance sheets and debt-to-equity ratios. A great example comes from Mahindra & Mahindra, which reviews the balance sheets of large clients to ensure they have adequate capital backing. Together, these elements frame a comprehensive approach to assessing creditworthiness. As we shift our focus to the 5 C's of credit decisions, let's begin with capacity, which revolves around cash flow ability. Assessing recurring cash flows against obligations is critical. For example, a small retailer with strong festive sales can justifiably receive credit. Next, we must consider conditions, encompassing the external environment's impact on credit terms. During challenging times like the COVID-19 pandemic, Tata Steel exemplified this by tightening credit to mitigate risks. Finally, let's examine collateral, which is vital for securing exposure and improving recovery. For instance, customers can pledge machinery or inventory to negotiate better credit terms. Understanding the risk classification of customers is essential for effective credit management. The first category is minimum risk, characterized by strong character, capital, and capacity, warranting net 45 to 60 terms, higher limits, and light monitoring. The second, moderate risk, has a moderate profile, receiving net 30 to 45 terms with moderate limits and requires periodic reviews. Next, we have risky customers exhibiting weak character and moderate capacity, needing net 15 to 30 terms along with low limits and tighter follow-ups. Lastly, very risky customers have weak all-around, necessitating secured terms with very low limits and frequent reviews. In credit management, leveraging the right tools can significantly enhance decision-making. Why do these tools matter? They combine ratings, ERP alerts, AI risk scoring, and blockchain trails, all aimed at tightening decisions and reducing defaults. Utilizing credit rating agencies like CRISIL, ICRA, and Experian can help vet customers and set appropriate credit limits. ERP systems, such as SAP and Tally, offer real-time insight into receivables and overdue alerts. AI-powered credit analytics can predict late payments, with organizations like HDFC Bank applying machine learning to assess trade finance risk. Finally, blockchain technology provides shared, tamper-evident ledgers that enhance transparency and diminish fraud in credit agreements. Understanding cash discounts is crucial for managing receivables effectively. A cash discount is a price reduction offered for paying before the credit due date. For example, the notation 2/10 net 30 inches means a buyer receives a 2% discount if payment is made within 10 days. Otherwise, the full amount is due within 30 days. This approach enhances liquidity by facilitating faster cash conversion and reducing the volume of receivables. Additionally, quicker collections can mitigate credit risk by helping to lower defaults and bad debts. Ultimately, cash discounts are particularly beneficial for cash-sensitive firms or those operating in competitive markets, as they encourage prompt payment. Cash discounts play a crucial role in financial management. A cash discount is essentially a price reduction for early payment. For example, 2/10 net 30 inches allows a 2% discount if paid within 10 days. By facilitating quicker payments, businesses improve liquidity and shorten days sales outstanding, thus supporting their working capital needs. Additionally, cash discounts reduce collection costs by minimizing reminders and follow-ups. They also help in minimizing bad debts since earlier payments lower the chances of defaults. Lastly, they strengthen relationships, as seen with Tata Steel's incentives for bulk buyers and Walmart's early payment strategies with suppliers. Cash discounts provide essential benefits alongside some notable drawbacks. First, they facilitate quick cash inflow, which significantly boosts liquidity. Second, a faster collection process can lead to lower bad debts for businesses. However, it's important to note that margins may erode due to the discounts offered. Additionally, companies face the risk of misuse if customers claim discounts improperly. Finally, added complexity in accounting and potential relationship strains can emerge when discounts are disputed. Building on our discussion of cash discounts, let's explore some modern trends that are shaping this landscape. First, digital payment integration has emerged with UPI and NEFT-linked discounts, allowing for faster settlements and automatic application at checkout. Next, dynamic discounting introduces variable early pay rates, where buyer-supplier portals set sliding scales based on payment dates. Continuing, AR automation through ERP systems like SAP and Zoho enables auto-calculation of eligibility and seamless reconciliation of discounts. Additionally, there are MSME-focused incentives that promote shorter cycles and higher early pay rates to improve cash flow for small suppliers. Finally, companies such as Flipkart and Amazon India exemplify these practices by promoting faster seller settlements, while brands like Hindustan Unilever Limited support their small suppliers with early pay programs. Understanding cash discount accounting begins with initial recognition. In this step, you book the full credit sale and receivable of 100,000 rupees on February 10th, with payment terms of 2% discount if paid within 10 days. Next, you create a discount reserve by estimating the likely discount, for example 2,000 rupees for early payment. When a discount is claimed, you reduce the reserve and receivable while recognizing a cash discount expense of 2,000 rupees, receiving net cash of 98,000 rupees. However, if the discount is not taken, you reverse the unused reserve and maintain the receivable at the full amount due within 30 days. Finally, modern practices, including digital payment integration and dynamic discounting, enhance this entire process for better efficiency. As we delve into managing trade receivables, targeting specific customers is essential. By prioritizing reliable, high-volume, or seasonal buyers, you can effectively implement early pay offers. Next, it's crucial to monitor the effectiveness of these offers by tracking uptake rates, days, sales outstanding, and any shifts in bad debt. Embracing technology can streamline this process by automating discount calculations and reconciling accounts automatically. Finally, balance discounts with margins by setting caps and reviewing unit economics regularly. This strategic approach helps protect your profit margins while enhancing cash flow. Understanding the Customer Credit Index, or CCI, is crucial for effective credit evaluation. It serves as a structured numerical index of customer credit worthiness. This system eliminates subjectivity, allowing for consistent and auditable decisions. The core idea lies in combining weighted factors into a single, comparable score. This score then maps directly to credit terms, limits, and review cycles. Ultimately, CCI helps lower bad debts and enhances cash flow while maintaining risk control. To effectively manage trade receivables, we begin by selecting key credit factors. These include aspects like financial health, payment history, capacity, and the specific industry. Once identified, we assign weights to each factor based on their importance, ensuring the total equals 100%. Next, we rate each factor on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 indicating poor performance and 5 indicating excellence. This structured approach enables a clearer understanding of each customer's creditworthiness. Ultimately, these steps provide a solid foundation for making informed credit decisions. As we delve deeper into managing trade receivables, the first step is to compute weighted scores. Multiply each factor's weight by its corresponding rating for an accurate representation. Next, sum these weighted scores to obtain the customer's credit composite index. This CCI serves as a crucial tool for informed decision making. Finally, use the CCI to establish ranges for credit terms, limits, and review frequency, effectively guiding your credit management strategy. To effectively manage trade receivables, we begin by computing the credit composite index. This involves multiplying factor weights by ratings on a scale of 1 to 5, yielding a total credit score. The next step is to express this score as a percentage, normalizing it to a convenient benchmark. Understanding the thresholds is vital. Scores near 5 indicate low risk, while those below 2.5 signal high risk. For our computed score of 3.05, it suggests a moderate risk. Approving credit is advisable with certain limits in place. Vigilance is key. If the trend shifts toward 2.5, terms should be tightened to safeguard against potential default. Understanding the Customer Credit Index, or CCI, is essential for evaluating creditworthiness. It provides a unified score that guides policy and limits. This score eliminates bias through objective credit assessments, utilizing weighted factors for consistency. Based on the CCI, tiered credit terms can be established, offering liberal terms for high scores and tighter ones for low scores. Proactively addressing defaults is also a key benefit, allowing early identification of risks. Finally, by analyzing cash flow and benchmarking against peers, businesses can optimize their priorities based on customer credit ratings. Tech-enabled credit control highlights the practical impact of Customer Credit Index, or CCI. First, operationalizing CCI within ERP allows seamless automation for customer limits and approvals. Integration with credit agencies through APIs enhances CCI's accuracy, as seen with HDFC Bank's use of agency data. Dynamic credit monitoring reflects real-time payment behavior, demonstrated by Reliance's adaptive scoring model. A case study of Tata Motors shows reduced receivable days and improved cash flow. Finally, high CCI suppliers at Walmart benefit from early payment incentives and better terms. The Asset Management Committee, or AMC, addresses a critical need. Receivable delays often stem from sales, fulfillment, and service challenges, not just finance. Its purpose is to create a single forum for surface issues, prioritize actions, and remove obstacles to payment. The AMC involves leaders from finance and key customer impacting functions, collaborating closely. Core objectives include monitoring overdue accounts, resolving disputes, and enforcing accountability. Ultimately, the expected impact is faster collections, fewer write-offs, improved cash flow, and greater customer satisfaction. As we delve into the AMC's perspective on receivable delays, we see it as a vital diagnostic and action forum. This committee conducts cross-functional reviews to classify delays and assign appropriate remedies. Signals indicating genuine financial constraints include cash flow stress and repeated rescheduling requests. To address these constraints, actions like restructuring payment terms or implementing staged payments are essential. Conversely, signals of dissatisfaction arise from quality disputes or service lapses, demanding urgent attention. In response, we must focus on root cause fixes and maintain clear communication to enhance customer relationships. Let's explore the vital functions of the Asset Management Committee. First, its purpose is to act as a cross-functional forum that swiftly resolves receivable bottlenecks through clear roles and accountability. Finance leads by analyzing receivables data, focusing on DSO metrics, and prioritizing collection actions. Meanwhile, sales maintains customer relationships, negotiating payment terms aligned with reality. Materials management ensures that any dispatch or documentation issues are cleared for smooth invoicing. Finally, technical support addresses post-sale concerns, closing quality matters to facilitate released payments. Through this structured approach, the AMC significantly enhances cash flow. Understanding the management of trade receivables is vital to our financial health. The first focus is to monitor outstanding and aging accounts. We must review days sales outstanding and identify any high-risk accounts that need immediate attention. Following that, we need to resolve customer complaints to avoid delays in payment. This includes capturing and prioritizing issues efficiently. Additionally, driving interdepartmental coordination is essential, ensuring all teams align on responsibilities and timelines. Refining internal processes will help us fix any errors, while enhancing customer satisfaction builds trust through proactive communication and swift dispute resolution. As we delve into the management of trade receivables, it's essential to establish the meeting frequency by materiality. Scheduling these sessions based on the volume and severity of receivables helps prioritize high-risk backlogs. Next, we should focus on reviewing troubled accounts, making sure to address large and overdue items while surfacing any roadblocks or customer complaints. From there, we can craft targeted corrective actions based on cross-functional feedback, creating clear solutions for identified issues. Lastly, assigning follow-up tasks to the team member with the strongest customer relationship ensures accountability and a higher chance of resolution. Addressing trade receivables effectively can sometimes present challenges. One key issue arises when customers withhold payments due to ongoing product issues. In this case, we saw that a client was reluctant to pay after experiencing repeated machine breakdowns. To tackle this, an AMC review was initiated, resulting in the deployment of a senior technician who provided on-site staff training. Ultimately, this approach resolved the faults, leading to the customer satisfaction and prompt payment clearance. Such scenarios highlight the importance of proactive problem solving in maintaining healthy cash flow. Building on the previous challenges we discussed, let's delve into the tangible benefits of an asset management committee. First, the timely collection of receivables greatly enhances cash flow, helping organizations manage resources efficiently. Then, improved customer satisfaction is achieved through faster resolutions and clearer communication, fostering loyalty. Additionally, the identification of systemic issues allows teams to spot bottlenecks early and address them proactively. Enhanced interdepartmental coordination means that finance, sales, and service work together seamlessly, further boosting efficiency. Finally, a focus on these improvements results in a significant reduction in bad debts as defaults and write-offs decrease. Asset Management Committee modernization plays a pivotal role in optimizing receivables. First, the ERP-CRM spine ensures unified tracking of receivables, linking days sales outstanding and aging metrics to responsible task owners. Next, AI analytics triage helps prioritize accounts, highlighting high-risk customers for timely intervention. Implementing an integrated feedback loop captures complaint data in real time, allowing proactive resolution of disputes. Regular virtual AMC huddles foster swift decision-making among cross-functional teams, ensuring accountability. Lastly, the Data-to-Action Toolkit provides essential dashboards, equipping teams to make informed, targeted actions. Understanding receivables turnover is essential, as it indicates how many times receivables convert into cash within a year. It's calculated by dividing annual credit sales by average receivables. A higher number signifies faster collections. The average collection period, or ACP, measures how many days it takes to collect receivables, with a benchmark set at 30 days. For a regional snapshot, Mumbai averages around 25 days, while Delhi and Kolkata surpass the 30-day threshold. To optimize collections, compare each branch's performance against the 30-day policy and identify branches with slower collections for necessary actions. To understand regional performance, we start by converting our 30-day policy into a turnover benchmark. This calculation yields a turnover of approximately 12.17 times, indicating that a faster turnover leads to quicker cash conversion. Evaluating Mumbai reveals an average collection period of around 25 days, translating to a stronger turnover of 14.60 times, signaling effective practices. In contrast, Delhi's average collection period exceeds 30 days, suggesting it falls below our benchmark. Kolkata shows a similar trend, with an ACP above 30 days, indicating slow collections and potential risk. These insights will help us refine our collection strategies across regions. To manage our receivable levels effectively, we utilize the aging report. This report provides an overview of all open invoices, allowing for quick visibility into outstanding amounts. We categorize these into standard 30-day buckets, 0 to 30 days, 31 to 60 days, 61 to 90 days, and 90 days and beyond. Prioritizing collections is vital. Targeting larger balances in older buckets helps reduce days sales outstanding and mitigates risks. Additionally, we can adjust these intervals to better align with customer or industry terms. Lastly, assessing risk and assurance uses enables us to estimate potential bad debts and support credit evaluations. Understanding aging receivables is crucial for effective financial management. First, we assess payer quality from the aging mix. A higher share of amounts under 60 days is preferable, while anything over 60 days requires our attention. Next, we compute expected loss per customer by applying historical loss rates to each time bucket balance. Then we sum across all customers, including Oxford Leather Mart's historical rates for each bucket, to determine the total provision. Finally, the computed provision totals to 4,918.75 rupees, which we will monitor closely. As we shift our focus to the management of trade receivables, effective control of these levels is vital. First, rank all customer receivables by value to see balances in descending order. Next, create cumulative totals that reflect both the value and the number of accounts involved. Identify the A, B, and C cutoffs, typically with class A being the top 20% of accounts, representing around 80% of your total value. Tailor the collection intensity accordingly. Class A requires high-touch engagement, while Class B gets scheduled interactions, and Class C can be addressed with automated reminders. Finally, ensure that senior executives and the asset management committee closely monitor Class A customers to maintain strong relationships and responsiveness. Understanding control of receivable levels is essential for maintaining cash flow. Rising sales can give a misleading impression of accounts receivable turnover, as customers may take longer to pay. To tackle this, build a 4-month matrix to track collections by month, recording percentages for each invoicing period. Observing trends rather than simple ratios is crucial. Earlier collections indicate efficiency, while stagnation may signal delays. Lastly, comparing regional data can highlight best practices that can be adopted or automated, supporting local businesses and corporates alike. As we dive into the control of receivable levels, let's explore how we can ensure our business's financial health. First, pre-screen rigorously by conducting thorough business and reference checks, while also establishing fair credit limits. Next, it's crucial to define and enforce clear payment terms, including incentivizing early payments and imposing penalties for late ones. Additionally, make sure to invoice and record all transactions promptly to maintain accurate financial records. Lastly, implement targeted follow-ups with immediate reminders that escalate in cadence based on the risk and age of the debt. This comprehensive approach can significantly mitigate the risk of bad debts. Effective control of receivable levels includes several key strategies. First, hold supplies for defaulters, pausing further deliveries until all dues are settled. Next, it's essential to diagnose the root cause of payment issues, addressing product problems or errors in invoicing. Additionally, after a careful review, escalate cases to collections or legal channels only when justified. Finally, aim to minimize losses through prudent negotiations for settlements or write-offs, always ensuring proper documentation. This approach not only protects your financial interests, but also fosters stronger customer relationships. Building on our previous discussion, let's explore receivables practices and credit policy in India. The first point to note is that many small and medium enterprises rely on informal follow-ups, while larger corporations use systematic controls. Next, we consider credit terms, which include the credit period, discounts for early payments, penalties for late payments, and accepted payment modes. Customer screening practices involve know-your-customer processes, basic credit checks, and setting customer-specific credit limits. Collection procedures should ensure a clear invoicing schedule, timely reminders, and effective dispute resolution mechanisms. Lastly, effective risk management includes making provisions for doubtful debts, securing collateral when possible, and establishing criteria for write-offs. Let's delve into the key practices and trends affecting Indian receivables management. First, credit periods vary significantly across sectors. Consumer goods see periods of 0 to 30 days, while industrial goods range from 30 to 60 days, and capital goods may extend beyond 90 days. The reliance on informal credit checks is prevalent, where businesses often prioritize references over detailed financial statements. Interestingly, small and medium enterprises tend to underutilize rating agencies, contrasting with larger corporates like Tata Steel that engage them regularly. Additionally, cash discounts are not widely used in India, with only global players like Amazon India occasionally adopting them. Lastly, banks often provide generic references, contributing to a lack of robust risk insights for businesses navigating credit. The challenges of receivables management in India can seem daunting. A primary issue is that finance departments often have sole ownership of receivables, leaving sales and service teams disconnected. Additionally, credit policies tend to be guided by intuition rather than data, inviting inconsistencies in risk assessment. Regular follow-ups are crucial but often lack structure, leading to missed opportunities. Moreover, the reliance on paper invoices and manual tracking introduces errors that complicate the process. Finally, businesses often hesitate to enforce credit holds due to fears of alienating key customers. To effectively manage trade receivables in India, it's vital to start by formalizing credit policies. Clearly defined credit terms, approval processes, and limits should be established. Next, employ ratio-based customer screening to detect potential risks. By setting thresholds that flag weak liquidity and leverage, you can better align credit with safety. Additionally, leverage credit rating agencies to validate customer references and adjust exposures. Finally, implementing an ERP for accounts receivable automation can streamline invoicing and enhance tracking, ensuring timely payments. Managing trade receivables involves critical elements that can transform your operations. First, interdepartmental coordination is key. Aligning credit terms, dispute resolution, and responsibility for days sales outstanding ensures a smoother process. Next, Incentivizing timely payments through dynamic discounting can encourage customers to settle accounts sooner, tying discounts to actual payment dates. Additionally, strengthening your collection processes is essential. Automate customer relationship management reminders and apply interest on overdue invoices to promote promptness. Together, these strategies not only enhance cash flow, but also foster better customer relationships. The management of trade receivables is pivotal in today's business landscape, especially in India. Hindustan Unilever Limited, for instance, excels in customer risk segmentation, allowing for tailored credit limits and terms that address individual needs. Tata Motors adopts an innovative approach through ERP-enabled dealer tracking, which facilitates automated follow-ups and effectively reduces collection periods. Meanwhile, textile SMEs in Surat and Tirupur are increasingly embracing credit ratings and ERP systems to formalize their credit policies, leading to improved turnover. These examples highlight the diverse strategies employed across various sectors to optimize credit management. As we conclude this lesson, let's recap the key elements of trade receivables management. Understanding trade credit terms and risk assessment is vital for effective receivables management. Modern practices, particularly the use of technology and AI, significantly enhance credit decisions. Implementing cash discount strategies can boost liquidity while strengthening customer relationships. Furthermore, analytical tools like the Customer Credit Index help in objective credit assessments. In the Indian context, addressing unique challenges requires formalized policies and technological adoption for improvement. This knowledge will be valuable for practical applications in managing trade receivables effectively.